Blog Talk Radio.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance in Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Welcome to The Balance. That's right. Thursday afternoon, we do this thing every day called The Balance. My name is Tom Marquis, your glorified host, the man, your commander-in-chief, and right alongside me is my partner in crime, the one, the only, $2 bill, Josh Elmore. Joshua, how are we doing today? Josh, are you with us?
I'm here. How are you, Tom?
Yeah, I'm good. All right, Josh, we got a lot to get into. One of the quick things, guys, that I want to talk to you about is we got a little bit of a program. You know, we were supposed to start at 6 o'clock Eastern. As you know, we're not. We're starting here at 5 o'clock Eastern. So the last hour of our show looks like it's going to be archived, and that will not happen next week. Just a scheduling conflict that happened with us. That's one of the beauties of doing a national radio show. Well, we've got a lot to jump into. I just got off the Gary Snyder show up there at WBAT up there in northern Indiana, and we were just talking about Peyton Manning. Josh, go ahead and break down the NFL negotiations and Peyton Manning. I'm multitasking here, so I'm going to give you the controls for about 5 minutes, and we'll be right back, and I'll jump right into it. Josh, so go right ahead, buddy.
First of all, I got to say it's kind of cool. National radio shows be calling to have me and Tom on the air. That's pretty cool. The Islanders were supposed to vote on the NFL lockout today. I've been at work all day, so I have not, as of yet, heard if that vote has occurred. The players were supposed to vote on it yesterday and did not. Either way, we're mere days away from going to training camp. Me and Tom will be covering Colts camp at Anderson exclusively right here on The Balance, the exclusive radio station. Oh, $2 bill, Josh Del Presidente, Tom Marquis. As well as in the fall, we're going to be covering some IU football, Purdue football, Ohio State football, Butler football. Maybe we're taking a trip up to South Bend, Indiana. As far as the NFL lockout goes, it appears that free agency will start Monday, barring some unforeseen collapse in the last 24 hours. And camp could start as early as Saturday for the Rams and the Bears. Biggest news for Peyton Manning, he is asked to have the franchise tag removed, it appears. I guess an even bigger story than that would be he will not be ready for the start of training camp. Yes, he's still rehabbing from a neck surgery that he had on May 23rd, so... And it doesn't appear that Manning's going to be ready for training camp, which is a good thing because it means that nobody's going to spend the money it would take to lure him away from the Indianapolis Colts. That being said, I think we have Tom Marquis back from us, and I don't know if you heard me, Tom, but I have to say it's pretty cool. Other radio shows want me and you to be on their show now.
That's right, buddy. We couldn't do it without $2 bill Josh, that's for sure. Well, hey, guys, it is so good to have you along. Truth or rumor, guys, we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts about Peyton Manning leaving, staying with the Indianapolis Colts? 917-889-8516 is the number to reach us. We'd love to hear from you today. Yeah. And, Josh, what all do we got in store today? We got the Colts. We've got – and one of the things we're going to get into – here in just a little bit is we're going to talk about some of the free agents that the Colts need to bring back. And are we going to have an NFL season? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some MLB in the second hour, which, by the way, guys, keep in mind, it does look like that. We're not going to be able to run that live for you, but it will be archived on the website. We're going to have Statman Steve with us, and we're going to be talking racing. If it's got four wheels and a motor, we're going to be talking about it. So, Josh, where are we at with this labor negotiation in collective in the CBA with the NFL?
I've been working all day. The owners are supposed to vote on it today. I don't know. Have you got a chance to hear? Did that vote occur?
I'm sorry, Josh. I didn't hear you. Cut out there, buddy.
I said the owners are supposed to vote on that deal today. Have you heard? Did they vote?
I have not heard. Like I said, I was right in the middle of a lot of stuff here. But go ahead, Josh. I'll try to find out.
Roger Goodell stated yesterday he had the 24 votes needed to pass the deal among the owners today. And you'd have to believe that once the owners approve the deal, the players are going to do it, or else the fans are going to turn on the players for causing us football. As it is right now, you can't be mad at either team. But as soon as one side agrees to the deal and the other side's still arguing about it, what do you say? The fans are going to turn on that side, Tom?
Yeah, I would say that it's time to get this done. And, I mean, it's really starting to look a little bleak. I'm not too awfully worried about it just yet, but I do know that there's not been anything that's been signed yet now. And while, I mean, the owners are ready to vote on this labor dispute, but Maurice Smith is saying, you know, and his warning, it's not over yet. So, you know, we've got a lot of things going on here that I guess still need to be resolved. So,
well, I'd like to remind you NFL fans that as long as there is an NFL lockout that continues, there's this new league called the United States Football League, which has some pretty big name coaches in it. Jim Fossil, who coached the New York Giants. They had the former coach of the New Orleans Saints. And if they have some big, well, not star-quality NFL players, but the Colts picked up Dominic Rhodes from the USFL last year. You've got to think if he doesn't make the roster, he'd end up back in the United States Football League. So you'll still have some football on Friday nights and college football on Saturday, whether or not the NFL ever gets their stuff situated.
Well, here's the thing. I think that we are going to see this happen, and we want to make sure that, you know, that we do. But I think that we're in a very good position here that the owners and the players want to get this resolved. It's just, you know, what's it going to take to get this resolved? And I'm ready, guys. I'm ready to say let's get some football together. Let's make this happen because we want to. Make sure that we don't miss anything. And one of the things while we're talking about football and getting ready for football, Josh, is our up-and-coming, as long as we have a football season, is our up-and-coming fantasy football team here with The Balance. We want to make sure that you guys are on board with that. So make sure that you stay tuned here to The Balance or follow us online, www.thebalanceonline.com, and we'll keep you up to date on that. Josh, go ahead. I'm going to give you the reins again for about another 5 minutes. I've got to try to get Statman Steve on the phone and try to get this show organized here. Like I said, we're running about an hour early that I was not expecting until like 2 minutes ago.
That's the beauty of national live radio is that we were told to go on the air an hour before we were expected to go on the air. Guess you can't complain about that. So I think we'll get the NFL lockout resolved in the next few days. I think the Colts will have a good season. As far as Peyton Manning's able to walk when the regular season gets here, it appears he can stand up, but he can't really do any physical activity. Curtis Painter's got to be ready to step up. That scares me. I know Tom's a big Curtis Painter fan, but I think Curtis Painter at quarterback for the Colts spells, hello, Andrew Luck wearing blue and white. Which wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. But we got to re-sign Joseph Addai, maybe only to a 1-year deal, but we don't have time to teach Brown or DeLone Carter how to be the permanent starting running back for the Colts. Brown's never proven that he can be a full-time running back. I would like to say that he can, but he hasn't proven it yet. We got to re-sign Melvin Bullitt. We're dangerously thin at safety even with Melvin Bullitt. If Melvin Bullitt leaves, they might be putting Tom in at safety. Because I can't think of any big-time free agents who are even available at that position. And then we got to get some wide receiver depth. And I think it's time we let Adam Vinatieri go. I know Tom doesn't agree, but he's 40 years old. He's had his time in the NFL. He's had a good career. He's won 4 Super Bowls. My hat's off to Adam Vinatieri, but if he really wants $3 million, it's time for him to go. Kickers are a dime a dozen if they're not 24 for a dollar. So.
Okay, Josh, I'm back. Go ahead. I apologize, guys. We are trying to get Statman Steve on the line here with us. So while we do that, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we get back, we'll be on schedule, hopefully, to get everything going here, and we'll get our show going. We'll get her done.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, TBalance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
This thing every Thursday afternoon called The Balance, and that's right, what we do is we break down all the sports stories for the fans from a fan's perspective, because at heart, we're all just sports fans or racing fan. And speaking of racing fan, we've got Mr. Statman Steve on the line with us, and we've got $2 bill Josh Shelmore. Steve, are you with us finally?
Yes, I am.
All right. Guys, we are rocking and rolling. Yeah, we were expecting to start the show here at 6 o'clock Eastern. Everybody was all prepared for 6 o'clock. And that's one of the beauties about having a national radio show. Sometimes things just don't always pan out as it's supposed to be. So, anyway, that's the way it is. But, guys, next week we will be live for 2 hours from 6 to 8 Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, keep in mind, guys, also nothing to fear. We're still going to have the last hour of racing, and myself and Statman Steve, and we're going to be talking racing for an hour. It's just not going to be live. It's going to be on the archive stuff. And I'm working on trying to keep it live for us. But either which way, Statman, we're going to be ready to go. So tell us a little bit about what's coming up in the second hour of the Balance Racing Review.
Well, we got the World of Outlaws from the 28th Annual Kings Royal. Sammy Swindell had a $50,000 tire blow up on him on the last turn of the last lap and lost $50,000. So we'll be talking about
where you come from. Go ahead, Steve.
We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about the Bloomington race. We'll be talking about the Sprint Week, how it finished up. Yeah, we'll just have a good time for that last hour.
Yeah, don't we got another little race coming up next weekend as well? Just a little tiny race that we want to talk about as well.
Yeah, we might want to talk about the little race out there at 16th Street and Raceway and Lucas Oils. Raceway.
That's right. All right. That's Statman Steve. He's going to be back with us right at 6 o'clock Eastern. All right, $2 bill, Josh. I know you've been right here awaited with bated breath. And one of the things that we want to talk about is life without Peyton Manning. I think, and those of you that that heard my blog, and as I was just talking about on the Gary Snyder Show before this show, is that I think Peyton Manning's going to be back. I think that all the stuff will get resolved, and I think that we're going to be in a situation that I think maybe it was a leverage thing. I don't know, but Josh, is Peyton Manning coming back to the Colts next year? Josh, are you with me?
Yes, can you hear
Josh,
me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
I said the answer is yes, Manning will be back. It's mainly fortunately, it may be slightly unfortunate. He's a great quarterback. He's near the end of his career. As long as he's under center, we'll make the playoffs. Here's the reason it's unfortunate. Andrew Luck is at Stanford. He will be the number one pick in next year's draft. He's the first quarterback I've seen play in college since Manning got to the NFL. But I actually said he has potential to be better than Peyton Manning. I don't think there's any NFL record that Andrew Luck won't touch, won't break, won't shatter. I don't know if you've had a chance to see him play, Tom. But if you get into the midseason and the Colts are struggling and Manning's still injured, would you consider it sitting him?
Here's the thing. I would never want to be the guy in the decision-making chair to say, Peyton Manning, you can't play. First of all, if Peyton Manning wants to play, Peyton Manning's going to play. And he's been playing with the Colts since 1998. He's not missed a game. And you're right. I think we're going to have to start looking at the fact that there's the possibility that that could be coming. And one of the things that we've got to look at is Peyton Manning is more than just a player. He's a team representative. He's a player representative. And one of the things that he is a coach and a leader on the field. And he can call audible. In fact, he's the only quarterback I've ever seen that can call audibles from the line and just do the amazing performance that he does. We want to hear your calls. We want to hear your thoughts on Peyton Manning. Give us a call, 917-889-8516. Not just Peyton Manning, anything you want to talk about sports in the next hour. And then in the second hour, we're going to be talking racing with Statman Steve, and we're going to be talking about anything with four wheels and a motor. So we got a lot of stuff going on, and we want to hear your thoughts. But one of the things that's on our plate right now that we're dealing with is Peyton Manning coming back to the Indianapolis Colts. Even if he comes back, is he going to be healthy? He's not going to be ready for preseason. We're not even going to see him in preseason, as Josh said at the very beginning of the game. And I mean we've got to get him better. We've got to get Peyton Manning better. I mean, like I said, he's still recovering from this neck injury. He's not going to be ready for training camp. And when it finally does stop, whenever the lockout is going to be over, and guys, let's face it, here it is. It's 5:30 Eastern. Unless something drastic happens in the next couple, 3 hours, and I'm not seeing that that's impossible, but it looks to me like we would be seeing some very, very good signs out of Atlanta that the owners have come to an agreement that this, in fact, lockout is over. I don't think it's going to be over. Is it close? Let's hope so. But once the lockout is over, you know, there's just some other things that Peyton Manning, of course, he's eyeing this free agency that we've been talking about all week long. And, you know, again, the Colts put the franchise tag on and lock him up for around $23 million for 1 year. Now, if I'm Peyton Manning, I know it's rough, and maybe him and Ashley and the new young one can make it on that. I mean, I know times are hard and everything, but there is public assistance out there, Josh, for him. But, of course, I'm being sarcastic here. Here's what I'm saying. Peyton Manning, take that $23 million, see what the market's like next year. Am I putting off the white elephant in the room? Am I ignoring the fact that Peyton Manning's not going to be there? Probably somewhat as a Colts fan, but also I just think that Peyton has never been the one to bring distractions to a team or to the league for that matter, by things going on in the person, man. And certainly we've never had to look at Peyton, really hardly look at whether or not he's going to be a Colt next year because of contract negotiations. Jim Irsay, though, I guarantee you one thing. Jim Irsay is going to do everything possible to make sure that, you know, Peyton Manning does stay with the Colts. I mean, even if that means that we have to let go of some other people, which are some of the things that I want to talk about, is quite simply, who do we bring back from bring back next year that is unrestricted free agents? We've got a salary cap of $120 million. Josh, what are your thoughts here? Where are you going as a Colts fan? What's a Colts fan to look for in 2011 and 12?
Well, I said it first last fall. The end is here. The bell has just about ticked on Peyton Manning's career. The Grim Reaper, as far as his career is concerned, has moved down from the balcony. He's probably sitting in about row number two at Lucas. He maybe has 1 year left, and I don't see him making it through this year. Unless we get some major improvements on the offensive line. You know, we drafted two tackles, but because of the lockout, Costanzo's not going to be ready to play. I know Tom's all excited about him, but what good is it going to be when he's not going to be able to play this year? I think this is it, yep. Colts fans. This is the last year of Peyton.
Well, I don't know. And one of the things I want to get into, Josh, is just that during the wrap-up, it wasn't the time to do that. And you guys may have heard the wrap-up when we were breaking the news about Peyton Manning not being with the Indianapolis Colts. One of the things that you brought up, Josh, and in fact I'm gonna revisit this a little bit, but what you said was something about it's perpetuating a fraud, or the biggest fraud of all time. What I want you to do is kind of go into more detail. I know that we weren't able to get into that thought pattern for that time frame during the wrap-up just because of time. And, you know, the wrap-up is designed more as a news informational show, whereas the balance really gives us some time to speak our mind, if you will, about what's going on. Now, you mentioned the fact that Peyton Manning not coming back to the Colts or something to that effect would be one of the biggest frauds in the NFL time. Would you please explain what you meant by that?
Okay, for 13 years, Manning has been all team in public. While yet demanding a contract so outrageous, we can't. A lot of these players we would like to keep, we can't afford to keep, and that's fine because, you know, he can take any group of guys and he can lead them to the playoffs. But if after he comes off two neck surgeries, Jim Irsay said he wants to make him the richest paid player in the NFL history, and that's fine. It's Jim Irsay's money. It's not my money. Manning still decides he wants to leave. Has he ever really been all about Indianapolis, or was he just here because he had decent players around him and he could really care less if it would have been the Colts or the Saints, as long as he had a good cast around him?
Well, that's one of the fortunate things that Peyton has always been able to do is have a good cast around him. But one of the things also you've got to look at, if you would have asked me 2 years ago or last year that if Joseph Addai was somebody that we needed on the Indianapolis Colts roster, I probably would not have been a big fan of his. But Joseph Addai is a perfect example of a player that was developed by Peyton Manning for Peyton Manning. And I think that even though he's always had a good cast of characters around him, I also think that he's been able to develop young players. And I think that he has been all about the team. And maybe that's the other side of the coin here. Maybe that's something that we're not thinking about. He has always been about the team. And about the Colts, maybe he's to that age where he's at that time in his career where he's wanting to start thinking about himself. Maybe he's deserved that. Maybe he's earned the right to think about himself for a change and maybe put some things on the table that says, hey, this is what, you know, I've been holding back all these years. This is what I really want to say. And this lawsuit with the NFL with Tom Brady and Drew Brees, you know, just gives me that perfect form to do so. So I'm going to tell you what, Jim Irsay, sit down, shut up, and listen to me. I have some things to say. Maybe that's the other side of the coin. We want to hear what your thoughts are, so give us a call, 917-889-8516. Jump on the line here and jump on the horn here with myself and $2 Bill Josh. Talk about Peyton Manning. Talk about the Colts. Talk about the NFL. Anything that you want to talk about, we want to know. And, you know, like I've said, since 1998, Peyton Manning has – you know, been the cornerstone of the Indianapolis Colts. So there is going to be life without the Indianapolis Colts. Life isn't over without Peyton Manning. And the Colts still have the ability, even though a lot of people may not want to hear this, face this, or believe it, Peyton Manning still has the ability. I mean, the Indianapolis Colts still have the ability to win ball games and a significant amount of ball games without Peyton Manning. Now, we do have to get a new captain and a new general that says, hey, you know, this is how it's going to be, and we need to get that new quarterback. Perhaps now's the time to start looking at developing a strong backup quarterback. Obviously, with Jim Sorgi, that's never been the case because the most secure job and the best job in the NFL to have has always been the backup for Peyton Manning. Now we've got Curtis Painter playing the backup for Peyton Manning, which is a very good quarterback. I like him. I liked him when he was at Purdue. I think he's got some good potential. Now, here's the thing. You're stepping into, you know, this story has been told before, you know, Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. He stepped into Brett Favre. And look at Aaron Rodgers has developed. And am I saying that Curtis Painter and Aaron Rodgers are in the same league? Not at all. What I am saying is that, you know, let's not say that the next quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts has to be number 18 and play like number 18, because it's never going to happen. We've got to look at a player that can be developed for the good of the Colts. And see, the Indianapolis Colts don't play Colts football just because of Peyton Manning. You've got guys like, again, I'll say it again, Joseph Addai. You've got my guy Dallas Clark, number 44. You've got Marvin Bullock, and he's stepping up to take the lead in this post Sanders era. So, you know, here's the thing, guys. Well, there is going to be a Peyton Manning. Maybe it's a few years down the road. We don't know. But we've got to look at a situation. Who do we bring in as a good, solid backup quarterback for Peyton Manning? What about Donovan McNabb? I like him. What about bringing in Reggie Bush? I like him, too. Now, is he the answer to our prayers? No, but he certainly is a good side person to try to bring in next to Joseph Addai there, Josh.
I would agree, but as far as a good backup for Peyton Manning, Curtis Painter belongs in a new movie series, a new horror movie series called Nightmare on 56th Street. I know Tom likes him. He sees the potential in him, but I haven't seen yet. The only time he got to really play against the New York Jets, I think he turned the football over four times in something like 5 minutes that he had the football.
Okay. Well, we have a caller on the line. Caller, who's this?
Hey, what's up? Name's Elwood. Hi. Calling from Indianapolis on the canal.
Yeah.
What's going on now? I'm sitting here reading a paper. I take the Anderson and the Indianapolis paper, and I'm sitting here reading a story in the Anderson paper. It says Peyton Manning may not make training camp due to injuries, and I hear you guys say Peyton Manning's leaving, and I look up. So is Peyton leaving, or is he just threatening to leave? What's up?
Here's the deal. I think Peyton Manning is what has happened, and just to kind of bring you up to speed here on the balance of stuff, we were just talking about the other day that Peyton Manning actually made an announcement that he wants the franchise tag to be lifted from him, and along with him and Drew Brees and Vincent Jackson and others in the NFL Brady suit with Tom Brady, basically were saying they don't want the franchise tag. And what Peyton Manning was saying, hey, if you've got the money to pay me, I want to play. Now, that doesn't mean that Peyton Manning's leaving. What we are talking about is that you're absolutely right. Peyton is not going to make it to the training camp with his neck injury. There just doesn't seem to be any viable way. Even when this lockout is over, you know, we would hope that it was going to be over sometime today or tomorrow. Right now, that's not looking very optimistic, but that can change here in the very near future. So, yeah, what we're talking about it's just to bring you up to speed a little bit. We're talking about that very soon is that there is going to be life without Peyton Manning. And, Josh, did you have any thoughts on that as well for the caller?
I don't think Peyton Manning's going anywhere this year. I think mainly because of his second neck surgery in 15 months, and that's no laughing matter. But I do think we're very near the end, maybe a year or two at the most, before there will be life after Manning.
And that's absolutely correct. And he's not going to make – and one of the things that we talked about at the very beginning of the show, caller, I don't know if you heard that this or not, is, you know, if he can't play, there might be a decision that has to be made on whether or not to set him. Now, what has to be done is when you're Peyton Manning, if he wants to play, he's going to play. But at the same time, it's a very valuable asset that the Colts have to protect. So if there's a situation where he can't play and it's going to produce more injury to him by not being able to play because of his neck injury, he has to be rehabilitated. He has to go through a process of being cleared to play. And right now, they're not even going to attempt to get him into camp. They want to get him ready for the regular season, caller. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, because I thought, well, wait a minute. He's pushing his late 30s with neck injuries. I'm not sure there'd be people lining up to get him, and we have no backup. If Peyton leaves the Colts, we're screwed. Curtis Painter is trash. He's just there because he'll work for peanuts, and that helps pay Peyton's salary. I mean, the Buffalo game was proof of that. We were winning, and they put in Painter, and it all fell apart. But, yeah, I heard that, and I went, oh, because, you know, we can kiss being the first team in the hometown Super Bowl. You know, I'm a couple blocks
away.
I'm a couple blocks from Lucas Oil, so I'm actually going to get to go to a Super Bowl, no matter how much it costs, because all I got to do is buy a ticket. You know, everything else is free.
Well, that's fantastic.
Oh,
and
I think they'll pay Peyton whatever it takes to stay, because you just can't plug in a new quarterback overnight. And I think they figure they got enough time left in him. They don't have to start grooming a replacement yet, but they haven't started grooming a replacement at all. You know,
and you're right.
If Peyton leaves, we're done. We're the new Buffalo Bills if Peyton leaves. I mean, that's how crucial he is to the team. Because Collie will get a head injury. Dallas will screw up his hand. You know, I mean, I know how the season's going to go, but as long as we got Peyton, we got a chance. They took people off the streets. They told Jacob Tammy to quit mowing yards and get on the Colts, and he did. Peyton and stuff turned him into a good player. But, man, I don't know. No Peyton, I'm worried.
No, I'm absolutely with you 125%, and we were absolutely just talking about that very same thing.
I almost fell off my chair.
The Colts have to find somebody to replace it. I don't know that I'm a big fan of Painter. I think that he has to be developed. Like, just same thing with Sorge. But here's the thing. I don't think Jim Irsay is really particularly worried about Peyton Manning's health. He's just not entirely sure when Peyton will be back to throwing to his teammates. Irsay told the reporters yesterday, or today I should say, that he doesn't expect the off-season neck surgery to prevent him from playing at his usually high level. Of course, Jim Irsay is going to say that, but one has to wonder, has he gotten to the point where he cannot – and no longer, and maybe we will be at Buffalo Bills for a few years, but we do have to find a couple players. Now, Josh, real quickly, we've got to let this caller go, but go ahead, Josh, go ahead and chime in on this call here real quick, and then we've got to jump into a break, Josh, but go ahead.
I think about, as far as Curtis Painter is concerned, if you take a piece of trash and you polish it up, it's still trash. Painter's, I have to agree, he's on the roster because he'll work for free. I do not see any potential in him. I didn't think he was that good when he was at Purdue. I don't think he's that good now. He turns the ball over too much. I think he's a little too small.
Okay, well, there you go, caller. We do appreciate your time. Thank you for taking time to listen to us here on The Balance. And, you know, we certainly want to make sure that you check us out online as well on www.thebalanceonline.com. And keep listening. Hopefully we'll get through this NFL lockout, and we'll get some football season soon. All right, caller, thanks so much for giving us a call here on The Balance. And we do want to hear your calls, 917-889-8516. We do want you to chime in on Peyton Manning not being an Indianapolis Colts. Now, we're not saying that. We're not breaking that news at all. But one thing that we are doing is we are having that discussion that there is life without Peyton Manning. We'll be right back. And when we get back, we're going to continue this discussion right here on The Balance on Blog Talk Radio. Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today. Do you like what you hear on The Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Girls, welcome back to The Balance. Thursday afternoon, we're having a very good discussion about life after Peyton Manning here in Indianapolis in the Circle City. We want to hear your thoughts. Give us a call, 917-889-8516. Right alongside me is the man, the one, the only $2 bill, Josh. Josh, come on now. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, the caller brought up a very interesting point. Who do we go out there and fish for? Who do we go out there and try to wheel and deal and horse trade for to get somebody in here so that when Peyton Manning finally says, not that I'm saying finally, not that I'm saying I want him to go, because that's not what I'm saying at all. What I am saying is that, like a caller just pointed out, that we need to face the fact that if Peyton Manning cannot be a Colt anymore, there is going to be a dry season, there is going to be a famine, there is not going to be the wins that we're used to and have gotten accustomed to, and quite frankly have gotten spoiled against. And the thing is, what we've seen in our playoff season is going to be a good sign of what's to come in our regular season. Life without Peyton Manning, we want to get hear your thoughts, 917-889-8516. Josh, who do we go out there horse trade for? Who do we try to find to groom and get ready for when Armageddon comes here in Indianapolis?
Well, if you want to go with somebody who's already in the National Football League, you could go after Kevin Cobb or Donovan McNabb. They're both expected to be available. You could go after Andrew Luck if you could get up high enough in the draft. You'd either have to have a really bad season, which, based on the lockout, based on the Colts' history of injuries, based on the fact we're really thin on the defensive side of the ball, it could very well happen this year. I hope it doesn't, but it could very well happen. You could go after Matt Barkley from USC, Kellen Moore from Boise State. Maybe I want to see what Tommy Rees develops into at Notre Dame. I don't know how much Notre Dame football you watch, Tom, but I think Tommy Rees has a chance to be special.
No, and I absolutely do agree. And if you're saying that we go after somebody fresh from college to be the heir to the throne, that's an interesting discussion. But does the Colts have enough time to groom him? And if you're saying that, then what you're saying is that Peyton has another three years in the league, and in the league with the Colts anyway. And I am right now, I will have to say, at the end of the season last year, I was a lot more optimistic about that than I am now. But it certainly is. You know, even with the neck injury and the free agency and the franchise tag and all of those things that mix up produce a pretty bad-tasting soup in my mouth right now. And right now I don't want to think about life without Peyton Manning, but that's what we're talking about. And we want to make sure that we get the right guy. So I don't know that we have enough time to draft somebody from college and bring them in, and I like the Donovan McNabb story. I think he would be a good fit right here in Indianapolis. And like I said a while ago, as well as Reggie Bush and so forth. So we want to hear your thoughts. Give us a call, join the discussion, or you can send us a Twitter at T-Balance on Twitter, or you know, send us a comment on the website www.thebalanceonline.com. Josh,
I would certainly agree with that. I want to correct something. At least I believe I'm correct about what Tom said earlier. I believe the second hour can be live. The show will just end at 7 instead of 8.
Well, we're gonna do a 2-hour show today. And those of you that are just joining us, we were supposed to start at 6 o'clock Eastern, and we ended up being pushed back an hour. We had to jump on the air at 5, and we're running 5 to 7. But it looks like that the second hour is going to be taped, and that's our hour that's dedicated to racing four wheels in the motor. So we're certainly going to be talking a lot about racing with Statman Steve. But we are going to just continue to move on as if we are live. So when you hear this in the archives, you won't notice any difference. You can certainly give us a call, but just keep in mind that we won't be broadcasting live off of Blog Talk Radio. At least I don't think, and I have not gotten a clarification on that yet, Josh.
Well, we'll have to see what happens at 6 o'clock, I suppose. But we got to move on to a happier topic than Peyton Manning leaving the Colts, which we all know is going to happen sooner or later. They talk about some Major League Baseball.
We did. One of the things before we do that, and I want to make sure that we get this in, we've got some free agencies in the Colts arena that we need to look at seriously. Who's the top possible free agent that we bring back no matter what next year, Josh?
Melvin Bullitt. We got to have him.
Okay. Now, I like him. I'm not saying that Marvin Bullock is not a valuable asset to the Indianapolis Colts. In fact, he's the guy my wife likes. But what I'm saying is I don't know. I know it's defense, and you know, with Sanders gone, he's the guy that's the answer. And there's Adam Vinatieri. I still think, and I know, y'all, he's just a kicker, you know, and yeah, Tom Brady made him who he was too. But at the same time, I think when we got situations like we did last year, when we're in a playoff clutch situation, he is a clutch kicker. We need that kind of player. I like a guy. My number one pick right now, I think that we have to bring back, is Joseph Addai. I think that we've got to keep that running game going with the uncertainty of what's going on with Peyton Manning. I think we've got to bring back Joseph Addai.
I would agree, but here's the question. Are we bringing back Joseph Addai, the football player, or Joseph Addai, the guy who desperately wants to be on Dancing with the Stars as he likes to dance around in the backfield and refuses to run between the tackles?
I hope it's Joseph Addai, the football player. All right, we're going to go ahead and switch gears over here to Major League Baseball. Okay, we've got a lot of things to talk about. Josh, real quickly, what I want you to do is summarize the week in Major League Baseball real quickly, and what I'm going to do is go ahead and get us ready for some Major League Baseball in the second hour.
All right, sounds good. Right now, the Red Sox are still in first in the American League Central. The Phillies are in first in the National League Central. The Pittsburgh Pirates are in first place in the National. Well, the Red Sox and the Phillies are in first in the American League and National League East, rather. The Pirates are in first place in the National League Central. I believe the Detroit Tigers are in first place in the American League Central. Texas is in first place in the American League West, and San Francisco is in first place in the National League West. But I got to say, Tom, as a Cardinals fan, you got to be scared of those Pittsburgh Pirates. They looked the Cardinals in the face and weren't intimidated.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I like the Pirates. It's good to see a fresh face there. And it's unfortunate that where they're at in when it comes to with the retrospect with the Cardinals. But yeah, I like the Pirates. And we've said this before. The Indianapolis Indians here in Indianapolis, Indiana are the farm team and are the AAA team for the Pirates. Now, what my biggest concern is with the Pirates is the uncertainty, the unknown. The fact is that they have the caliber and they've proven themselves all year long. And I hate to be that guy that says, you know, you still have to prove a little bit more. You have to prove a little bit more until you win the pennant. And then maybe I'll take a look at you and know that you're a real serious team. But you got to look at, yeah, I mean, they have moved ahead of the Brewers and the Cardinals. And, you know, they are a team that's to be reckoned with in the National League. And if they could keep this up for another 8 weeks, wow, they could be a team that we could be looking at that we weren't looking at the beginning of the year for a possible pennant race.
I would agree, but Tom, have you seen who's leading the Pittsburgh Pirates lately? It's our good friends Josh Harrison, Alex Presley,
right. And
a bunch of the other Indianapolis Indians, who, if you recall, in April, we were talking about how they were too young to be playing in Indianapolis. Boy, did they prove us wrong.
Oh, absolutely, and it's so exciting to see that. And Josh, you and I have had the unique opportunity of following the Indianapolis Indians and being a part of their organization, not a part of their organization, literally, but a part of their season. And as far as covering it, we've always been on the Indianapolis Indians bandwagon, and it's good to see. Like I said, it's exciting to see the Pirates put something together, and we're really excited for them out there in the National League. Let's talk a little bit about the American League. What's going on there, Josh?
The Red Sox continue to lead the American League East and continue to look to be the class of the American League, so much so that the New York Yankees are working on a deal to acquire Ubaldo Jimenez from the Colorado Rockies. You remember him from last year when he got off to something like a 23-2 start before he fell down. Actually, I believe it was 18-1 start. So is that a sign that the New York Yankees are admitting that even they're afraid of the Red Sox?
I tell you what, the Red Sox are the real deal this year, and there's no doubt about it. And they started off with a very slow start, and the Red Sox really, you know, to me, we're not a team that we really needed to look at. And one of the things that I like so much about the American League over in the West is the Rangers. And, you know, right now at the bottom of the eighth, the Angels are ahead of the Rangers, 8-1, I believe, is the score. But I like the Rangers. They're another good, fresh story that we're seeing, just like the Pirates in the National League. And it's a good opportunity. Guys, this is a good year, and here's the great thing about it is, and I don't know if baseball is just so much better this year because we don't have football to talk about, or we're not getting ready for fantasy football or whatever it is. But you know, here's the thing, and anybody that knows me, I'm the biggest baseball fan out there, and I am all about baseball. And in fact, because of my racing obligations and you know, different things on building the show, it's been hard for me to follow my Cardinals and follow baseball like we normally would here on the show. And you know, but it's just been some good baseball. You saw just some great storylines. You know you saw Boston, you know, push ahead. I mean, when they started the season, you would have thought they would have been where Baltimore is now, in last place in the American League East. And they're in another fresh team, the Cleveland Indians. Let's give it up for them. And we were, again, we've talked about on this show where the AAA farm system has fed into that team over the last couple of years. And we've saw the Columbus Clippers play here in Indianapolis as well. And guys, we do want to let you know here on the midst of a programming note that we are getting ready to go off the air for the Balance on the Live section. Now, for the next hour, we will be able to take your calls. Well, we won't be aired live, but you can catch the archive show. So Josh, we got the 1 minute timeout here. Go ahead, buddy.
Just look, I'd say the owners are going to approve the deal tonight, and I think the players might even approve the deal tonight. I'd say look for the St. Louis Cardinals to be going to camp Sunday or Monday. I mean, not the St. Louis Cardinals, the St. Louis Rams, rather.
Right. Okay, guys, well, that's going to do it for the balance portion of it. Keep in mind, in the next hour, we'll be in archived so that we can bring you the balance racing. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock p.m., will be the wrap-up, and then beginning on Monday, we'll have the racing wrap-up as well. Wrap-up every day, 6 o'clock p.m., 6 to 6:30. Next Thursday, we'll be right here from 6 to 8 p.m. And stick around, Josh, for the archive. We're going to be taking the archive of the balance. Welcome back to the Balance Racing Review, the Balance Racing Style. What we're going to be doing here for the next hour is going to be talking about racing. Four wheels in a motor. We're waiting on our co-host, Mr. Steve Johnson, to give us a stat man, Steve Johnson, to give us a call. We're going to try to get him on the line here very, very quickly, and hopefully we can get him on the line. If not, what we're going to do is basically we'll do a special episode of the wrap-up tomorrow with him. So we're going to go ahead and try to do that. So when we get right back, we will try to have Statman Steve on the line with us and go with the Balance Racing Review. Again, this is the archive part of the show. And normally we would do this part of the show live, but unfortunately we weren't able to do that tonight. We'll be right back on the Balance Racing Review.
Start. tomorrow video of 1 hour.
All right, and welcome back to the Balanced Racing Style. Hey, guys, I do want to apologize. It does look like due to some technical difficulties that we are not going to be able to bring you the Balanced Racing Review this week as normally, but we are going to have that either tomorrow or Friday. I mean, Friday or Saturday, and we'll have an hour of that for you. Yeah, I know. I was crying about it, too. Well, guys, hey, that's going to do it for us here on the Balance and Balance Racing Review. Again, we'll bring the Balance Racing Review to you tomorrow as well. My name is Sal Mark with Social The Balance. It's been great. We'll see you again tomorrow.